Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Real friends, real laughs.
Star 102.5.
So, woman banned from Walmart because she was driving around her electric cart while drinking wine from a Pringles can.
Hey!
Sure.
Otherwise known as the future of Colleen.
Well, right. We're going to give it a shot. I mean,
well, you're not going to drive the electric cart.
No.
No, which I had done before.
Well done.
Listen to you.
We had gone out to brunch when I was with some friends in Phoenix, and here's what you learn when you just ride that electric cart around the store. They can't really kick you off because they don't know if you're supposed to be on it or not. I mean, what are they going to say?
I'm guessing when you're making this sound, woo! You're not allowed to be on it. By the way, yes, we're trying to do a Facebook Live of this as well, yeah. And I'm trying to get Ken, and people will now see how little we see of each other in
true.
The studio.
With
but that
the
is
four
Ken
screens
there.
In front of us,
yes.
In front of me, between us. Yeah,
yeah. I really just I usually only see your eyes,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which tell enough of a story.
Sure do.
They do.
Okay,
we
so
know when we're disappointing you.
The Pringles
call
can.
From 5 to 10.
I was gonna say it never changes.
Yeah. So you got a Pringles can, Kyle. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're actually going to...
Yeah.
Oh, the Pringles are still in it.
He's pouring them out. Oh, sure.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Help yourself. And now I'm popping open the wine. Kurt got me a Cabernet.
Mm-hmm. So you're pouring it in.
How much did you pay for that, by the way?
I don't know. My wife does it. I have no idea. She doesn't even know I have this bottle. She'll probably be very upset. Right. It's probably a good bottle.
How much did you pour in?
Oh, enough.
Mm-hmm.
What's that mean?
I got enough.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Oh, and I'm sipping it. I'm not going to drink all this.
Oh. Well, pour more in.
Do you know how drunk I get on red wine?
I don't
it has
care.
A very weird effect on me.
Oh my God.
No, it does.
No, it doesn't.
More so than the white.
No, it doesn't.
I'm still in a Chardonnay phase. I can't even switch over to the red because it makes me so loopy. Oh. So who knows what's going to happen this
morning. Ken, I'm sorry that I did not bring in Colleen's.
I mean, if you had asked
wine.
Me, I would have said Chardonnay, please.
Yeah, you get what you get and you don't throw a fit.
All right, here we go. Cabernet. Out of
because you were
Pringles
worried this
can.
Was going to be salty.
I know it's going to be salty. I mean,
well, because you hardly poured any in it.
Right. Pour a little bit more in there.
What are you talking? I've been swirling it around.
There you go.
You got to put actual some booze in there.
Please, just take a bottle.
It's
take a
for
swig
your teeth.
Just like that. It's not. Who cares?
Okay.
It's before 7:30.
Right,
you're drinking
here
wine.
Here we go. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. No, oh, there she tastes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can't even taste the salt.
See?
No, I mean it's just that's all you can taste is the wine.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, look at you.
Look at
this is you splurge and spend $6 on this one?
Wow.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Woo.
Oh, sorry, Kurt.
I mean,
this is not suburban wine.
Exactly.
Well, if you're going to do it,
this is Urbandale wine. I'm so sorry.
Surprisingly,
yeah?
Wine out of a Pringles can.
Sure.
Not bad.
It's just fine.
It's just fine. I thought it would be real salty.
Can we dip chips?
You're going to do a little dip?
Chips.
Okay.
In the wine.
See how that is.
Yeah,
you want to try it?
Yeah, you going to pass that over or what? Drink a whole thing.
I mean, don't you think? Wine out of a Pringles can? I mean, it's okay.
Yeah. If anything, I can taste the thing you tear
like
off the
tin
top.
Foil?
That's right. We're probably going to die from
here,
that.
I'll have some too. Hey, good thing we're all sharing the same Pringles can and where none of us are sick.
Well, the alcohol kills the germs.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, yeah, that's tasty.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not bad.
That's good. I can see why she did it.
Yeah. Pretty soon, this is going to be a thing. You watch.
Mm. Is it leaking? We have a question. Is it leaking out?
No.
No?
All right. No leakage. And, you know, here, look on the inside. It's not because you got that tinfoil in there,
yeah.
Whatever they line the Pringles can with.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even staining.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So you really don't even have to wash it.
No.
Just a little rinse?
I actually, if you needed
I'm saving
emergency,
my Pringles cans from now on.
Yeah,
right?
A disposable
wait
cup.
For that next Thanksgiving when I pull out about 8 of those. There you go.
You should do it. Trendy.
Right. Mm-hmm. Be classy.
Uh-huh.
Keep it classy.
All right. So
we
call.
Approve.
Yeah.
I'm all right with it. I thought it would be a lot more salty. It's not.
Ooh, do you think we should have gone with sour cream and onion flavor instead of just... Oh, I bet that would have been good.
Is that what we're trying to
do? Well, those
tomorrow?
Are the best
tomorrow,
Pringles
you do this
anyway.
Again, bring the Chardonnay.
So Colleen doesn't get as drunk.
Right. Right.
Des Moines Hometown Show.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.